Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, B-Mitch of Philly, 106.7 The Fan. Taking your phone calls, 800-636-1067. The USA Today put down a list of teams out, the NFL most entertaining teams. The Washington Commanders fell at number 7. The Baltimore Ravens was number 1. Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl champions, was number 3. Kansas City Chiefs with Pat Mahomes, they were 5. Buffalo Bills were 2. Who the hell was 4? I forgot who was 4. No, Philly was 3. I missed that one.
The Lions.
That's right. Detroit Lions. And the Commanders. So the Commanders are at 7 behind number 6, which was the Los Angeles Rams. And we're going to go right back to the phone lines because we're taking your calls. We're going to find out, do you agree with it? Or do you think that the Commanders could be higher? Or somebody else should be at number 1? A lot of people switched around 1, 2, and 3. Let's go to Alex in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex? How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's going on, fellas?
Chilling, bro.
Hey, look, the list is good. The only thing I would say, I don't know who's going to disagree. Uh-huh. Let's go to number 2A and 2B. Philadelphia and the Rams. If that game wasn't entertaining, I don't know what is. Man, Rams almost beat Philly.
Uh-huh. So oh, in the snow you're talking about.
I'm talking about number 2 instead of Buffalo. Put Philly number 2A and make 2B Rams. Because they were both entertaining.
Off of that game, you're going to put the Rams all the way up there?
Look, they got no talent. In all respect. But this dude played lights out. Quarterback.
All right, man. Appreciate your call, man. That's saying a lot, man, because I think my man Stafford can ball. He's always been damn good at quarterback. But, ooh. All right. He said put the Rams at 2B. I don't know if that – I agree with that one. All right, let's go all the way out to California and see if we're going to keep him. You think you're going to stay on track or not?
Nah.
Commander Tequila, what you think about the list, dog? What's going on?
What I think about the list?
Yeah.
I really think the Commanders should be number 1 and then turn around with the Commanders, with the Eagles, the Ravens, and KC. That's how I see it. Then I see the Giants as a laughingstock, you know, because they're going to start doing more fumbles, more interceptions, and they're going to be the bleep you of the year.
All right.
You know?
Appreciate your call. The Giants is going to suck. I understand that, and I agree with you. White Brian, he's going to be embarrassed all year. That's what the problem is. All right, Commander, take care, brother. All right, let's go to Bethesda. Check out my man, Dave. What's up, Dave? How you doing, brother?
What's going on, B-Mitch? How you doing, man?
Pretty good, man.
Good. Well, what I want to talk about was your second question about Tyrese Halliburton.
All right.
I want to compare him to Lamar Jackson. You remember a couple years ago when Lamar Jackson hurt his ankle right before the playoffs and all the fans and they were saying, oh, he could have played. And that was the year possibly Baltimore could have gone all the way.
Uh-huh.
I mean, look what they did with Tyler Huntley. How would Halliburton have been treated if he didn't try to play game 7?
Well, see,
would that have been something?
Now, see, the thing about it, I'm not saying that the player should ever say, no, I'm not going to play. As a former player, I understand exactly what players think and what they go through. So the player, yes, is going to say, I can play. But the owner, the coach, and that damn medical staff, they need to be able to say, you're not going to play. We're not letting you play. And they should go to the public and say that. Because
in game five, when he
hurt himself, they say he had a strain. They say strain calf. Strain ain't nothing but a slight tear. So that strained calf was probably a slight tear in that Achilles. And when he made that same step in the same spot, he went down again, and this time it snapped.
Absolutely.
Could they have protected him from that? Listen, no, it's no guarantee that if he didn't get hurt that they were going to win the game. But still, you wouldn't have to worry about how long he's going to be out now, how long it's going to take him to come back and play. And as I stated earlier, Kevin Durant, he's good. He's still good. But Kevin was way more explosive than what he is now.
Absolutely. And then if you think about it, they may not have won with him there, but with him out, especially the way he went down, they had no chance.
Yeah, they had no chance at that point, but I'm still saying, like, the little kid came in, O'Connell, whatever his name, that guard was balling. But I think they changed up the whole way that they play. With Tyrese, they're more of a team. They should have just tried to get McConnell to be more of a team player instead of just going one-on-one all the time. He seemed to be able to score whenever he wants. But when they got everybody involved is when they win. But I don't know if they would have won in OKC even with Halliburton.
Right. I know. I don't disagree.
Yeah.
But then again, same thing. You look at Baltimore, you know.
Yeah.
You can't say Baltimore would have won with Lamar Jackson, but I like the odds.
Yeah, yeah. But I think the whole thing about it is the team sometime. Stop letting the players take all that heat, and they got to step up and protect the player and also take some of the heat themselves. They need to say that we're not letting him play, not that he's not going to play. All right, man. Appreciate your call. All right, we're going to continue on. Let's go to Dallas. Check out my guy, old Tupac. What's up, Tupac? How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's good, B-Mitch?
I'm chilling, bro.
I know. Hey, do me a favor. When you see JP, just punch him one time for me and tell him, like, the show, I don't care what nobody say. You and JP together, the show's at a whole different level. When one of y'all is out, it's different. But
hey, man, we got vacation,
like,
too. We got to take our vacation. What's wrong with you?
I get it. I'm not hating on y'all's vacation. I'm not hating. I'm just saying the camaraderie between you two is amazing and it's noticeable. You know what I mean?
Appreciate that. But see, we got to get out.
Right.
So you see that right now because we are told we got to use our days. Because, you know, when football season comes, we rarely are not here.
Yeah, y'all not going nowhere. That's right. Y'all not going nowhere. But as far as this exciting team list goes, I'm gonna show White Brian a little love, right? I think that they have one of the best up-and-coming wide receivers. So I don't think New York is going to stay at the bottom of this list for very long. I like where the Commanders are. We still missing a couple of pieces. And then I'm going to go back to something that Candy Waller said on my show, is Denver is another team that's outstanding. They're going to be amazing for a couple of years too. So
yeah.
This list flips according to when you have good coaching, good players, and a good city. So when those things all come together, you wind up with the Commanders being in the top 10 of this list, which is where we need to stay as long as we keep our good coaching, good players, and we already know what the city's going to do. So
all right.
I think we're right about where we need to be. Thanks, B.
All right, man. Appreciate you. All right, now, I'm about to go to this phone call. I'm going to tell you, this call has no bearing on anything. I don't care what you say, what you do. This is the most one-sided call you're going to ever get in your life. He's still a fan. Let's go. Wildcard Scotty, what the hell you got to say?
I'm just telling you right now, watch out for hate fraud. He's going to shock the world.
Who?
I rep the Commanders.
You say watch out for who?
Watch out for hate fraud. Watch out. Hate fraud's about to do it again.
Who is hate fraud?
Aaron Rodgers. Watch out for your boy A-Fraud, man.
He just came out today and said this is his last year. On the Pat McAfee show, this is his last year playing. How much
you know
he gonna really
diva?
Yeah, he just came out and said this is his last year.
He's gotta be in the limelight. You gotta be in the headlights.
So in other words, my thing is, if he already saying this is his last year, how much you really getting from him?
Personally, I think he's going to ride off into the sunset. Pittsburgh's going to get number 7, and it's going to be a wrap. I mean, it's just
backpedal. Did you smoke something this morning or you take something?
You said they're
going to get number 7, what?
They're going to get number 7.
this year.
They're going to get it.
$100 bet.
$100. Let's bet. Go.
Jeff, you hear that, don't you? Keep that in line.
I got
Let's
it.
Roll.
All right. Let's take care, roll. Scotty.
Always.
All Peace. Right. Take care of yourself.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, so you heard the other caller, Dave, was talking about Tyrese Halliburton. And I mentioned this earlier today in talking about it, because I had a conversation yesterday with one of my buddies, because I was like, you know, I understand players are going to say they can play even if they know they can't play. Because the player knows public scrutiny will be absolutely too much for them if they ever say they couldn't play in the game. And there's some time when a player probably shouldn't play in the game, and they know it, but they can't. What I have a problem with is that medical staffs and coaches and the doctors that work there and the owners themselves, they back away from the decision for the player not to play, and they leave it up to the player. The player goes and plays, gets hurt, he's out for a whole year rehabbing, doing whatever, you still paying him. The player decides I'm not going to play because he fears getting hurt, and you never said anything, so now he has to face the public by himself. I think that's asinine. You know, I work with a big man, 6'10", Big John Thompson. He always says, I would rather calm a fool than resurrect a corpse. But he also will follow it up with, I had to protect Allen Iverson from himself. Allen Iverson wasn't the biggest man in the world. But that heart that dude had beating inside his chest was as big as anybody I know that has played a sport, no matter what the hell the level you played, what sport you played. That dude wanted to play. You watch him in the NBA. Like, we see all these dudes today. Everybody got to have a day off. Everybody they want to take some time off. And what they call it now? They have their little, what's the day that they give all these basketball players, but they don't just play at all. But Allen played, knee sleeve, arm sleeve, whatever he had to play with, he played. Smallest dude out there, because the guy wanted to be out there for his boys. He loved the sport. But he never had to worry about, I never saw one time anybody with the Sixers at the time say that we're not going to let him play. I never heard a coach say he shouldn't be out there. And I understand that you can go into a game and nothing happens. Jeff is the biggest Tyrese Halliburton fan I know. But he stated right before Tyrese went to move, he said, man, he's just sitting there. He's getting all those shots, those wide open shots. But he hadn't had to make a move yet. And the first time he went to make a move, what happened, Jeff? The man went down. What did you say right before it happened?
Yeah, man, I was saying, because, you know, the first two threes he hit, they were deep, but yes, he was stationed. And I was talking to my friends. I'm like, because I was excited. I'm like, yo, he got 9. And then I was like, yo, he not really driving. And I said, as soon as I said, yo, the minute he really got to push off on that foot and drive, as soon as I said drive, he goes down. I went upstairs.
But wasn't it damn near the same spot that happened in game 5? It was damn near the same spot.
Yeah.
You know? And it troubles me. Like, I'm just sitting up here saying things should be set up to where players deal with enough scrutiny. They should never have to deal with scrutiny because someone think they don't want to play. And most players always say they want to play because of the fear of scrutiny from the public. And a lot of people in the public, you don't have a clue of what goes into getting back on a court when you're injured. You don't have a clue of what the fear is when you know you got something going on and it could be one little move and it could just happen. So when you have to deal with that, but you still want to run out on the court because you don't have anybody to help you out, that's where the problems come in. And that's where I love Dan Quinn, because Dan Quinn always sits there and he'll say, you know, we care about the person as a whole. And if people cared about the players as a whole and not just entertain me, damn it, you'll see less guys getting hurt. Because you know what? Sometimes one more day, one more game, one more week may be the one little thing you need to where that player doesn't miss games. But you know what we do every year? Media people and fans alike, we talk about how many games guys miss. You know why guys miss so many games for being injured? Because they're always out here with the with that pressure to try to entertain y'all's asses. Show a little bit more love and show me a little bit more respect for those guys, and maybe, just maybe, letting them have another week or another game or another day, maybe the fact to where they miss only one game instead of missing 9 and 10, because they're pushing to try to entertain you when you could give a damn about their personal well-being anyway. I long began to care about what I thought more than what y'all thought, because you sit here and act like you care about us. No, you care about us entertaining you. And I think players got to get that mindset. And these owners, you need to get that mindset too and stop letting your guys have to fight that stuff by themselves. Let's get back to the phone lines and go to my guy, Jarrah. What's up, Jarrah? How you doing, man? Did you like that list or you didn't like it?
I'm sorry?
You didn't like that list?
I didn't hear you mention my team.
I did. I mentioned them way down there, like 19 or something like that.
Well, then that list is, let's just say it's BS. I don't know who made the list, but probably Helen Keller. Somebody
you
never watched
big
that
stuff,
damn.
Huh? Big stuff?
Sorry?
It's big stuff. You said BS?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. But listen, did my man Toothpaste say he had a show?
Yeah,
yes. What the hell show does he got? Dentures R Us? Hey, listen, I got to go. You have a great day.
All right, man. Take care. All right, we got one more call here. Let me see. I got to go to Lorton. Let's go to Lorton and check out Hans. What's up, Hans?
Hey, what's up, B-Mitch? How are you today, man?
I'm doing well, brother. How you feeling?
I'm doing good, man. I just wanted to call in to say I totally agree with you. I agree. I think the medical staff, the coaches, they got to take the bullet for the player, because you know the player is going to want to play.
Yeah.
So they have to step up, make it, and you can do two things at once, right? The player wants to play, but as a medical staff, we are saying no, but he is itching to play.
Yes.
So it kind of kills both.
You got that right.
And just say that. You know,
yeah.
Like, I mean, you wanted to play. I played. Yeah. I wanted to get out there. You know, you don't want to look like soft or weak, yeah. All that. So have the medical team come in and say, Tyrese wants to hoop, but he can't.
Yeah, we are protected from
himself. About this.
Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. See, I just want to agree and just give you a heads up. I totally agree with you.
Appreciate you very much, man. See, and that's where I remember, like, Tyrese Halliburton seems to be a guy that's very respected and respectful. People don't look at him like Jay Cutler back in the day when the team pulled Jay Cutler out, but they never ever told the public that they did. And everybody started bashing Jay Cutler. But Jay Cutler was kind of an ass to people. So the public gonna go after him anyway. But the team could have saved him and protected him by immediately saying, we took him out. They did it about 2 weeks later. At that point, nobody wanna hear it because they've already formulated their opinion. And I believe that in this, as guys go forward, yes, you wanna play. But sometimes when they're telling you you probably shouldn't, don't go to the public and keep pushing it. Have your team go to the public. The PR staff always goes in there and try to protect anything else. I'm going to tell you, I remember one time, and I'm going to tell you how much they care about their life, how they look, and how they don't care about how you look or what happens to you. We were practicing at the park. This guy walks on the field. Nora was our coach. The first thing he said was, nobody touch this guy. I'm like, if that guy get within my area, I'm going to tattoo his ass. And the guy started coming up, walking right in the huddle by players. Russ Grimm tackled him. You know, Russ tackled him. They were like, no, don't do that. We might get sued. But what if he had a gun or a knife and he did something to somebody on that damn field? Why was he able to walk through security and get all the way down there? You know at the park over there now, we were on the field. Remember that old raggedy turf field they had? We were on the grass field on the other side of that. He walks all the way over there. But they're worried about liability, not safety. I'm going to bash him right up in his head with that damn helmet if he got close to me. I wouldn't have cared about liability at that time. Protect me. And that's what I'm saying about the players. Simple thing. Your PR department says the medical staff and the ownership has decided that he is not going to play. Tyrese really wanted to play. He's not going to play. That protects the player, put the pressure on them, and then all of a sudden now the player don't have to deal with extra BS like he deal with all the time. Take us a quick break here. When we get back, we understand that this new stadium is going to be coming, and a lot of times people want things to be in the stadium that they want. I think the food is going to make a lot, okay? A lot. You have the proper food, people don't mind. I go to some of these stadiums around here, they got great choices. I want to know from you all the top three food things that you would want. If the Commanders build their new stadium in Washington, D.C., what are the top three things you want? I'm going to just throw a few things out there right now real quick. We live in this area. Hash smokes. That might be something there. Brisket. I love brisket, okay? You tell me what's the rest of the stuff you want to have. Top three food products you would want in the new stadium if it's built here in Washington, D.C. Be Mr. Philly, 106.7 The Fan. We'll take your calls when we get back. 800-636-1067.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.